Welcome. This course will review the different roles and responsibilities that are required as a demand or project progresses through the life cycle. In this course, we will focus on the IT owner triage and assign project manager step of the demand process. Let's take a look in detail at the individual roles and responsibilities. The demand representative is responsible for ensuring that the demand request successfully passes through all the demand lifecycle steps and approvals with quality information populated at all points in a timely manner. Also, they escalate any potential delays that may impact achieving approval prior to the expected start date. A demand representative can be anyone in IT. The project manager is responsible for executing the project to the agreed scope, timeline, and budget by providing monthly updates on deliverables via project status reports and monthly budget actuals, forecast validations, milestone and project plan tracking, along with capturing changes, risks, and issues. A project manager can be anyone in IT. The IT service delivery manager is responsible for ensuring that the transition to business-as-usual activities are initiated in a timely manner and with quality information. They are also responsible for approving the communication plan and training plan before they are distributed to the end users. A service delivery manager is part of a defined team located across the zones. The change management lead is responsible for ensuring that the impact to end users is correctly documented and assessed using change management planning alongside the change impact assessment, training, and communication plans to ensure that the user community is correctly supported, trained, and communicated to during delivery of the project and handover to business as usual. A change management lead can be anyone in IT. The enterprise architect is responsible for guaranteeing that the demand request is suitably prepared for review at the process and architecture review boards by ensuring the following checks are completed and reviewed: ARB checklist, PRB and ARB presentation packs, license volume impacts, impact to ERP, process impacts, including GBS. Enterprise architects are a pool of individuals specializing in particular areas of technology business functions. The procurement representative is responsible for assisting the demand representative in the following processes: e-auction, contract signing, pricing, negotiation, vendor selection. Procurement representatives are a pool of individuals who specialize in procurement processes in the organization. The IT sponsor is responsible for the zone in which the service, solution, or system belongs to. They are responsible for approving the reasons for canceling or for placing the project on hold, and approving the change impact assessment results and outputs before they are distributed to the end users. The IT sponsor is a member of the team who reports to the CIO of IT. The IT owner is responsible for the process stream in which the service, solution, or system belongs to. They must triage every demand request that comes through their area. They must assign or source an appropriate project manager and will be responsible for approving decisions, changes to schedule, scope, or quality, and approve inclusion to demand disposition agenda. An IT owner is a member of the team who reports to an IT sponsor. Now let's take the case of Marcia, who is an IT owner in the organization. Marcia has received a notification that a demand request is ready for IT owner triage. Note that the steps that we are about to show follow the same process for any approval that is requested in PlanView. Let's have a look at what steps are waiting for Marcia in PlanView. Marcia accesses her tasks using the Active Lifecycle Steps tile on the My PlanView dashboard. Tasks assigned to Marcia are shown as links. Once selected, they take her through to the necessary task screen. First, she selects the IT owner triage link. A new window pops up. Let's go through the different elements of the screen. The project new payroll system link shows the overall project information. The evaluate IT owner triage link shows the details that you are reviewing and approving. By selecting the delegate this step to another user link, you can delegate tasks to other users. Remember, you will be able to delegate only to those users who have the same role type as yours, for example, other IT owners. In order to see the detail of the request, click on the Evaluate IT Owner Triage link, review the information entered, and confirm if it is correct. If there is not enough information or detail to suitably present during the demand disposition, then the approval must be rejected with supporting comments so that the demand requester can amend the content and resubmit the demand. If you approve the request, the demand will continue through the lifecycle. If you disapprove the request, the lifecycle will revert back to a previous step, and the action is on the demand requester to respond to the comments that you have provided. Now Marcia goes back to the active lifecycle dashboard in order to review her other tasks. Here she clicks the Assign Project Manager link under Lifecycle Step. It is important as an IT owner to ensure that when completing the Assign Project Manager page, you review each response that is entered on the screen. If you disagree with any of the current selections, please select a more appropriate option. Ensure you save any amendments. As part of the Assign Project Manager step, the IT owner must provide selections in the empty mandatory fields. Remember, information that is missing or incorrect now will follow this request through to demand disposition, where leadership will challenge the details. Marcia was able to complete the IT owner triage step with ease. Now let's check what you've learned through a small quiz. You have now completed this session. Please take a look at the other courses available.